Matthew chapter number 28.
Before we get to Matthew 28, I want to just say some things I've been saying since the beginning of the year. Hallelujah. I told God that from the beginning of the year, I started discussing along a certain line with us on how we should see the Bible. Amen.
How we should see the Bible. There are people who think the Bible is into two compartments, Old and New Testament, and they tell you the Old Testament is gone. No!
Amen, you can't say that. You cannot say the Old Testament is gone, I told you that, right? Amen? You can't say that the Old Testament meaning it's gone. There was never a time, I tell you to us, and I'm saying it again.
There was never a time, Genesis to Malachi was referred to as Old Testament. There was never a time in Bible. Amen. There's never the time referred to as Old Testament. Rather, it's referred to as Scriptures.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Paul would say, for a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, say which are able to make them wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. He says, you've known the Holy Scriptures. That's the word,
Okay, you heard the Holy Scriptures. Divided,
old and fear that new. Leave your Bible like that. Genesis to Malachi.
Really?
Together!
Yeah, you need to remove the chapter and the verses. Don't want to get there.
You remove all the verses.
And let's read Bible now.
Hallelujah.
You want to let you do that?
Hallelujah, but let me do that.
So even the disciples of Jesus, when they had to write Matthew chapter 1, or when they write Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, including the epistles, they were not writing it for you to forget about the Old Testament books. They didn't write that way at all.
They read that, you know, sometimes, I remember years back when I got born again, they told me, don't read the Old Testament, no, it's not for you. I was told to start from Matthew. After what I was told, okay, go to Acts. Then go to Romans. But the Old Testament, it is God. That was what I was told. Me! I was told the Old Testament is God.
That was 1998.
The Old Testament is God. Not even read it.
Hallelujah.
Alright, yes. Come on again, thank you. This is what I'm saying.
Amen.
Come on again, thank you.
But that's very long one.
Glory to God. So, let me ask, it's not. So don't touch it at all. No! Amen? So I just told you, they never put a Bible, so they took one now. Who?
Nothing.
Now who?
Then you know, sir.
Nothing is done away with. What would say? Jesus said it is finished. So it is finished for Genesis. If you don't know what I'm saying, it's finished for Genesis, so
amen?
When the news that was finished then, it was fulfilled. I was referring to the Passover. It will be the Passover, it will be. Because it is the Passover land. So when they fulfill the Passover, it will be. Amen. So I told you, I guess I was following GPL. I said, when you say, yeah, it is finished. After the finished for what? You know, Genesis to Malachi is looking back on the cross. He is the lamb to be slaughtered. And now my man is saying it is finished, he died. Amen. So that means the Passover is to feed. Finish there is to feed. Who am I going to do? This is the lamb of the world that taketh away the sins of the world. It happened on the cross. Amen. Who am I going to do? He doesn't let the man try to feed. So you stop saying nonsense.
Glory to God.
So let's not get back again. Let's be real. Because Jesus went for this. Now the way you write Matthew, anybody that tells you read only Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the person is telling you to. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, John will take you back to Genesis and to Malachi. He will always take you. Hallelujah.
Look at Matthew 1:1.
No, that thing keeps surprising you. How many of you remember the Ethiopian eunuch and Philip? When the Ethiopian eunuch was reading, what was he reading? He was reading Isaiah.
How was that?
Okay.
Was reading Isaiah 55. And when he was doing that, listen to me clearly. Was reading Isaiah 55. When Philip got to him,
why is Philip telling him, hey, Isaiah, Isaiah is gone,
listen to new creation, he had it in Matthew.
Why is Isaiah saying, he's off. Why are you telling Isaiah to see?
No,
how does the beginning of that same verse?
He began to teach Jesus in all the
scriptures. Amen? Amen? So it was never done.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, maybe, are you more New Testament than, in quote, are you more New Testament than Philip?
Please tell me.
Are you more New Testament than Philip?
Say, no, Philip is first century New Testament now. Gen Z New Testament.
No,
this is a New Testament.
Are you?
Are you more new creation than Philip?
No!
It's from the Genesis. So it began from that same Isaiah that you call Old Testament. It began from that same Isaiah and began to teach.
Glory to God. So when you get back, you will see. Look at Matthew 1. It says the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. It is the word, the book of the generations.
When you know what generation is there, your mind goes to Genesis 5. That's where you find generation. And you use that word generation for Genesis. That's what Genesis. So he wants you to see that what he's writing to you is from the Genesis. So you have to go back again to the Genesis to read. Amen. So they go back again to Genesis. Hallelujah.
Remember, I told us that the Genesis is the foundation of writing the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So when you read Matthew 28,
verses 20, Jesus is teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you. He writes that again for you to see. Lo, I am with you. Telling you that Jesus is deity. I am there is Jesus as the I am of Exodus. Jesus is the I am of Exodus. I am is used for Yahweh. Jesus is the Yahweh. And I will not be talking loud about this. I said that in the coming, that in the coming they will be loud about this. Hallelujah. Very loud about this. Jesus is God. You know, do not look at my God. Jesus is God. The moment you begin to say Jesus is there, some people are so funny. They'll say Jesus is not God, Jesus is the servant of God. Sure, alright. Amen. Can you say that? He is not somebody, he is not servant, he is not prophet. No, Jesus is not God, he is prophet. If you hit your head on him, you walk. He is God.
It is so clear. See, it's so clear in Bible.
You cannot dispute him at all. Hallelujah. And they will write it for you to see. So God said, Matthew wants to look at John. Listen now. Matthew wants to look at John. He's writing the life of Jesus, both in the incarnation and showing you that he's both God and man. Amen. So I will skip Mark and Luke for the sake of timing today.
I will jump to John. John 1.
Look at what John said. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Watch that. He said, in the beginning was the Word. Now he used that word logos. Well, when I told you the origin of words is men. Right? So when John was writing, John was not writing with the logos in mind. Because logos was the Greek word for the Hebrew word Jabba. So he was writing the Jabba of God, the Jabba Yahweh of God. And so then the beginning was the word. He used that word word there. That's the word Jabba. Now, Jabba is used for spoken word.
Genesis 11. Okay, let's watch down there. Genesis 11. These are spoken words. It says, and the whole earth was with one language and in one speech.
This is that speech. One language and in one speech. This is that spoken word. Jabba. Is one Jabba. Spoken word. Amen. But also, you know, many times you have to do things when he says in the beginning was the Word. Meaning, when God was saying, when God said in Genesis, the Lord, the Lucifer numbers up to Malachi, one was your head. So when he said in the beginning, Genesis was God was coming to the end of Jesus. Everything, the Malachi, now grown up. So every word together now became human being and now showed up as Jesus. He's telling that in the beginning was the Jabba. What is was the Jabba. Now, Jabba, which is what, is used for a test. That is just for God. We're going to see that shortly.
It's for God. See, in the beginning was the Jabba, the Word. They said the Word was with God. Look at Genesis 15 quickly. It said, and the Word was God.
Now, listen, Genesis 15. Look at who appeared to Abraham in Genesis 15 verse 1.
See, after these things, he said the word of the Lord came unto Abraham. It's not the word of the Lord from sky, the word of the Lord.
Is this a person or sentence? A person. The word of the Lord came to...
So,
go ahead.
He said the word of the Lord came to Abraham.
So the word of the Lord that came to Abraham was a person. God. Did you see that? So that is what God is saying in the beginning was the word. He said the word was with God.
Look at Genesis chapter 3. Let's see who visited Abraham. Genesis 3. Quickly. So you need to understand what John is writing.
understand what God is saying. Let me straight.
So I get amazed when some believers, people who think they are believers, they become ignorant.
We should give you, what should we give you now? We should give you second bag. No, why do you have bring that kind of bag?
Amen. Look at what he asked you to open, please. To Genesis 3. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 6. For the Lord. Verse 8. Says, and they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. They heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. God's voice have there. God's voice have there.
They were asking the word that they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. So when you hear walking, what does that show you? It's a person. Listen that. So the word is a person. Okay, I see this. Let's see who appeared to Moses.
Okay, no, before we get to Moses, let's see two others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you guys interested in it? I'll give you guys 2 minutes to sort yourself out.
Who is there? No, so we're looking at the word of God, right? So we said that word is a person.
No, no.
So we saw Abraham, he in the vision, God, I mean the word king, right? Okay. Show you some other things. First number 3, quickly. Now, someone had the voice of God. Amen. Amen.
Two.
Amen. So, someone heard the voice of God calling him and went to meet Eli. He went straight to Eli to meet Eli. Now look at something. He went twice. So the third time Eli said to go back.
But yet the same word. They would say, no, no. Right? The servant listened.
To speak Lord, for your servant listening. That is verse 6. And said the Lord, and the Lord yet, I mean the Lord called yet again. Now Samuel, called Samuel. You hear me? The Lord called. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down. Now Samuel did not know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Watch me. The word of the Lord yet. He doesn't know that the word of the Lord, listen, revealed unto him. What that was? That the word of the Lord was not yet revealed unto him. He said, I don't know the reason of him. For what is the reason of revealed unto him? He doesn't have revelation on it. If I come to your place, what kind of nonsense is that? Nonsense. What did look at verse 8? And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he rose and went to Eli. We're going to see what that more word is. And said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. And it shall be, if he calls thee, that thou shalt say, speak Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came. What is?
The Lord did what?
The Lord came.
So now God came.
Watch it. And stood and called as at other times. So
meaning other times he was standing. What's that? What's the name that he was not here? Is that somebody see him? And that, so he came again like you. He had always, he came and stood. Is that the word? So the word came to stand and stood by. Glory to God. So when John said in the beginning was the word, we're not referring to spoken word, we're referring to the person of God. That the patriarchs, that the that the father, that the patriarch saw. Amen. Amen. What he saw. What is that actually? Glory to God. He appeared to him. And they knew him as the word.
Do you get me? That was why Abraham could say the word of the Lord came.
The Bible said the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. The word came and saw.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So John now said the beginning was that word.
Is the word?
The word was with God. In answer makes you see. Say, and the word is God. Came to me. And the word is God. Amen. If you say the word is the look at, I don't know. That is the same God in Jesus. The same God in Exodus. The same God in Numbers. The same God in the Deuteronomy. In Joshua, in Judges, in Judges, in Ruth. The same God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you are following me yet. Is it, it's look at verses 2 of John 2. John 1. It says, and John 1 2. It says, the same was in the beginning with God. You see that? What this? The same was in the beginning with God. It says, all things were made by him.
Who? The Word. You see that? Amen. Amen. The others were made by him. The Genesis question was by who? And without him was anything said that he may say he is what? Life. And the life. I mean, he is life. I'm sorry. He is life. I live in the light of men.
Watch that. It's very important to follow the sequence. In other words, and that word became flesh. So Jesus, listen. So Jesus that became a man. Is it that word? Say that word became flesh and tabernacle and dwelt among us. So Jesus is that word, God becoming a man. Jesus is God becoming man.
Hallelujah.
Hope you are following me. Aha. Glory, glory, glory. So let's get into some of the things we are looking at today. Unwavering faith. Unwavering faith. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28, let's look at a few things. Verse 20, just a few things from where we stopped last week. Matthew 8:20. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded, and lo, I'm with you always even to the end of the age. So we used to pick that one, teaching them.
Right?
And before then, he said, go make disciples. Go make disciples. That was disciples there, the one that showed how you train somebody in a school. You're becoming a scholar. So he said, go raise people as scholars. Hallelujah. So we say when Jesus said, go make disciples, in Mark, we say preach the gospel. We say that would be God's number one assignment in the earth. That's God's task in the earth. See, if after every day I'm saying this thing, and you are not started doing it by then, you are disobedient. Sunday, I'm telling you, this is God's tax in the earth, and you do not do so in the whole thing. Ah! If you sound like this in judgment,
because
you're fast to bend.
Amen.
Amen. I just say I should add that butter. This is what I want to say. It's not the time I know, but I just say I should add it, this butter. So now you will say, I also didn't tell you, I told you. So plug this one to stand.
So it says God's asking all the answers. In 1 Timothy 1, I mean 1 Timothy 2, verse 3. He says, God, speaking about God, say, who would have all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? And I said, God doesn't just want you to get people born again. I said that. God doesn't want you to get people born again alone. He wants you to go further. Not just get people born again, he wants you to disciple them. Amen. Disciple them. You must be a discipler. Amen. You must be a discipler. Glory to God. Amen.
Not to remove sound, not my voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So, God wants you to disciple men. Disciple men. And it's vital. Don't just talk about disciple people. Be a disciple. You can make up your mind. That is not the end of discipleship. I want to be discipling at least minimum 5 people before we meet up. That is the number of 5. Amen. This year, we want to disciple 1,000 people in church. Is a goal to disciple 1,000 people in church. And it wasn't going to happen by fasting and everybody. Hallelujah. So ask yourself, this is what God wants to do in the world. What men have decided? What load of God? What about the year of the year? They are following you. See, the follow the number of us. They got to check on you. It's the reason. And the service used to come. Around 4-5. Around 4-5. The place you did not worship, not in the middle worship. Yeah, we want to make discipleship difficult. No! That's when you don't jump back to one. Celebrate the word Japa. You not one. Grind tomatoes. Why are you? Where's Amanda? She has gone to grind tomatoes. Ah! So now you'll be in the room and watch your body worship. Come on now. Amen. Amen. For people to leave their time, their comfort, to come and follow you is because they have the love of God. That's what drives them. That's what people want to know. Doing nothing, but they took keen interest in you. Hallelujah. They took keen interest to serve God. That's the people. They are only obeying the heavenly vision. Acts 26. Who was the son of Agrippa in verse 19? He said, oh, King Agrippa. Say, oh, Agrippa. Then I was talking to give them the heavenly vision. So the heavenly vision. What's the heavenly vision? God wants you to decide. It's heavenly vision. It's not okay. No. You want to see God work, don't know the answer. Hallelujah. So, how would discipleship be done? Teaching. Teach people. Teaching them. So teaching becomes very vital. Amen. So teaching becomes very vital and very important in discipleship. Discipleship. So you cannot carry out You cannot carry out discipleship outside teaching. Like I said, in Acts 26, is being disobedient to the heavenly vision. So discipleship is the heavenly vision, and it's carried out through teaching them. So we said something very important, that teaching is important. You don't, I for one,
I want to see.
His teaching is important. The primary way we are discipled in the church is by teaching. So teaching in the local church, when you come to church, teaching must be intense and accurate. Must be intense and accurate. You cannot go to a church. You cannot, okay, no, use that word, no, use it like that. You cannot afford to be discipled by them. I told you guys I have a friend like that. So, and I asked her, did you go to church? She said, yes. I said, what did you do in church? Tell me about that. Church today was wonderful. What did you do in church? She said, we were dancing there. Said, that kind of dance when you pull your shoe. Some people say, I like that church. Why? Because the pastor just give us a short message. 5 minutes. Just give us the word. This week. This week. It's a week. Say, when I was just drinking tea this morning, the Lord spoke to me and said for me to tell somebody here. 100,000 is in the entry right now. I am not working. What the man say? Oh, amen! I speak by the power. If I speak, I'm a God. My pastor has power. Your definition of power is because you're talking with his man with from his door. That is not teaching. Teaching means, look at how Jesus taught. In Matthew 5, you know, because of this, that Matthew 5, he taught Matthew 5, Matthew 6, Matthew 7, he said they were all together. You know, to use. Sometimes you use day, 4 days, and you teach him without stopping. There is you that you are disciple. The man teaching 5 minutes. You are the master. Jesus is your disciple. Ha! You know what? Paul was that. He was teaching from 6 years. All right. He taught from 6 years. By being that one guy called Eutychus was like some people here was already dozing off. So he now goes up and fell from upstairs down and died. This is the Bible. You see God! Some people are like, you see God. After his teaching, you are doing Mickey Mouse. You are thinking about pot of soup and stew and meat. I am drawing it. You see God better than that. And Paul went and laid his stomach and gave him food. When they gave him bread, he said, come back to... You see that? Because I call it the pastor of taking to sick bay. You know this sick bay. Right. See, teaching is intense. You know what? How a believer will turn out. Listen, how you will turn out is measured to how you are taught. I said, don't know. How you will turn out is measured to how you are taught. How are you taught God's word? Some people don't believe. Some people don't know that. How are you taught God's word? Some believers, they are engaged in some funny things. Believers taking drugs. Why? See, scores to how was he taught God's word? How are you taught God? That is how you be torn out. Amen? So you face even look at Jesus, you may not talk there for days. Inside Jesus' disciples, like you see how he does. He has not only teaching, he's made you see that. Now you don't give one teaching like that. Amen? So teaching is intense. Very intense. Amen. Amen. Very intense. Acts 2, when Peter stood up to just to teach and people got saved. It wasn't happening to that was doing evangelism. Approximately, that happened for the space of 6 to 7 hours. Acts 2. When Peter stood up to talk 6 to 7 hours. Evangelism.
Amen. So you must teach. Who are following me? That's how God's word. That's what you should expect in church. What should I expect when I come to church? To be taught God's word intensely. With vigor. In that.
Okay.
Okay. So, like I said, you taught intensely, taught accurately. Not just the way you are taught, it's also...
Now, what you are taught is important. Also, how do you receive what you are taught? It's also important. How do you receive? Matthew 13. It says, some fire by the wayside.
They know that fire by the wayside. Say Satan comes immediately and take it out of their hearts. Right? Right? So we say that one is not born again. Right?
So those that fell by on stony ground, on the rocky ground, say those ones. It says, when the sun came, they withered away because they have no roots. Now the lightning goes on and those who hear God's word and say, ah, this word took me more, and you are never born again. Amen. Then when issues come, you be pushed. Amen. The third one that fell upon thorns. Thorns, the thorns who took the word. Now that is a believer who allows the cares of this world, right, to choke God's word. A believer, born again, Holy Ghost. Yes, and yet you allow the cares of this world to choke God's word. Say, I want God's word, but I cannot leave my friend. I know God's word, but I don't like choking God's word. God does not have, God does not have the believer who is the doer of God's word, right? The doer of God's word. Called the one that fell on the good soil. Now, with them we are focused on the one that fell on where? The thorns, and the one that fell on the good ground, but that speaks to believer. Was that what we said? Okay. So James 1, describe these two sets of people again. James 1, 25. James 1:25, it says, verse 23, it says, if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, it's like a man who beholds his natural face in the grass, and beholded himself, and went his way, and straight away forgetting what manner of man he was. Now this is where the man who minds the cares of this world. It says he's not a doer of the word. He's not a doer. So you let that man, he go to the mirror, he checks himself, oh I'm looking fine, and the moment he leaves, he says, and somebody says, you look like a Albino, he says, ah, you look like a Albino. I don't know how I look like. Somebody says, ah, look at your head and your beard on your mango. He says, ah, is that true? But you saw your face! But you have forgotten who you are. Do you see that? So that is the knowledge of the soul of the world. Hallelujah. So who defines that man as not a doer? The world, the circumstances of the world. Hallelujah. Defines the man. He allowed things of the world to define him. But he now talks about the other guy, verse 24.
Amen, 24. He says, I mean, verse 25. For whoso looketh unto the perfect law of liberty. Hallelujah. In chapter 2 calls it the royal law. The perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. And be not a forgetful hearer. That was a forgetful year. Hallelujah. For the doer of the world. I'm the doer of the world. Hallelujah. He said, this man shall be blessed in all his deeds.
The blessedness of God is seen in the man who does the work. Who does the work of God. That's what the blessedness is. Jesus.
In Matthew, quickly, Matthew 7, we were here before, Matthew 7, verse 24, we were here all through last week. I just want to show you that we get into what we want to look at today.
Hallelujah. Okay, Matthew 7.
Are you there? That is 24. Are you there?
It says, therefore, whoever get any sense of man, this is the same thing James spoke about, right? And whoever there, right? Say, I will liken him unto a wise man. So the man that looks at his perfect law of liberty and does not, and not a perfect man like a wise man. Hallelujah. He's a doer of the world. Glory to God. He said, who's built upon, who's built his house upon a rock? So a man like the doer of the word built his house upon where? The rock. What they said, the wind descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and built upon that house, and it fell off, for it was founded on the rock. You see that? So that means he's telling you that the man, listen to me, Who looked into the barrel of liberty? Jesus said that man is building his house on the rock. Amen. That man is doing what? He's building his house upon the rock. Upon the rock. Glory to God. Look at this. Everyone who hears this saying of man and God says of shall be likened unto a foolish man. Let me build his house upon the sand. So he said he built his house on the rock. He founded his house. So that man now has foundation. Hallelujah. He built it upon the rock. He founded upon the rock. Listen, do not use our temelios for what is cannot be shaken, what cannot be removed. That's use of our temelios. Cannot be shaken. So, listen, a man that is the doer of the world, no one has said the rain came, the flood came, and they have to walk for. Why? It was founded. Hallelujah. It was founded upon the rock. But the one that is forgetful here, say he's building it on the sand. Sand. What happened? Say the rain comes. Right? The wind blew. The flood came. The wind blew. And the feet of all the house. And it fell. And say great waterfall. So, something you need to see is the fact that this flood, this wind, this rain, it came on both houses. Did that? I said you shouldn't forget that. I said that to Ross last week. I said you shouldn't forget the fact that it came on both houses. Both the one founded on the rock and the one not founded on the rock. Hallelujah. Okay, hallelujah. It came on both houses. And I said the one that is founded upon the sand is the man that is defined by the world. He hears God's word, no doubt. But yet, his definition of his life is by the world standard. The world tells him what who he is. The world tells him how to behave. Circumstances, occasions will tell him how his character should be. No! Hallelujah. So last week we saw a man called Abraham, didn't we? I'm skipping my notes now because of time. Trying to just keep it. Abraham. And what did Abraham do? The Bible says Abraham was past the age of childbirth. But he had an unwavering faith. I say he was strong in the Lord. He staggered not at the promise of God to unbelief, but was strong in the Lord. He said, giving glory to God. So he put God's word on his lips. Hallelujah. Abraham had God's word on his lips. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another example we're going to look at today is Genesis 37. Let's see a man. His name is called Joseph. Let's see Joseph. So, first of all, I told you there is that called evil thing. Right? Ephesians 5:16. Ephesians 5:16. The opening to Genesis. And yes, you put one hand in Ephesians. And put one hand in Genesis 7. Then look at Ephesians 5:16. And then, it says, see that it was circumstances not as soon as God has gone. So we deem the time because the days are evil. He's telling you that the days have evil. They are evil, isn't it? Amen. The days are evil. So there is something that called evil. In Ephesians 6, next chapter, verse 13, he says, speak about the evil day. It's an evil day. Is that what? Evil day. Glory to God. It's an evil day. Let me put it the way Pastor will put it. He will say, when look at Genesis 1. When you look at Genesis 1, verses 2, say the earth was not formed and void, and darkness. This is a darkness. Is that natural darkness or spiritual darkness? Spiritual darkness. Now he says, and God said, let there be light, right? And there was light. What is God now do? Is a separated light from darkness. Did he destroy darkness? So they see that.
God didn't destroy that. So no longer than darkness in the earth. There will be darkness. And God won't get it away. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is the master of the storm. And he doesn't want his children to be scared of it. See, there will be storms. But you cannot run away from storms. And that is why I'm teaching you. Because you cannot run away from storms. There will be storms. Okay, baby. There will be storms.
No,
there will be storms. But you know how to talk for your life. Hallelujah. That is the kind of God we serve. Joseph in Genesis chapter 37, he had a dream. And he came to tell it to his brothers. I'm going to give you just the details, but you can read that. Amen. He came and told it to his brothers. And I told you that dream of Joseph is the same vision that Abraham and Jacob had. I said that last year to us, right? The same vision. So, they said, and the people, his people, his brothers, including his father, were like, but the father, what did the father did, which is Jacob, because he had worked with God, he understood those things. What did he do with that? He kept that just saying to his heart. He just was that. But he got very well, I didn't say we will worship you, but they missed it. Because it's the same vision of God, whereby God's plan is to have the whole earth as his kingdom and it will be a place of worship for him. Is it that? It's the same heaven and earth vision. The same. But the next door will be me. So, Joseph had a dream and his enemies were like the priest to them. He said God's vision to them. And what did they do? Look at verses. And his brethren envied him. But his father observed the same. They envied him. Amen. Amen. Verses 5. They hated him the more. They hated him the more.
Glory to God.
What? He was speaking God's plan. The other day he was speaking God's word. And they hated him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So because of that hatred, they sold him to Potiphar. Somebody that had a vision. A dream. About what God is going to do. He sold him. Whatever God is being done for, whatever God is saying to him, he said, to him that was his thought, he became a slave to Potiphar's house. He got to Potiphar's house. They now gave him everything. Be the head. Yet again. Potiphar's wife came, another storm.
That led him to a prison. It was a prison for him.
But! Prison!
You know, they say, this is too much.
So I'm not going to serve God again. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. But yes. From the prison, he became a prime minister. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, in his storms, you know what should take him? In his storms, God worked it out for him. In his storms. He had storms. Yet God worked it out for him. Making you see that God is the master of our storms. Many of the things they are doing. But you know what? Let me speak for you. Hallelujah. Because that's what God does. God gives you this for me. Hallelujah. What are you? That's how we see now. Isn't it? Don't be stopped. Do them have this. Hallelujah. Do them have this. Most times when I hear believers say things like, why does this not happen to me? Amen. See, many times that those stones will not affect, stones will cause people to think that are there to live many times in natural.
Amen.
See, that are there, but the aim is your spiritual. I mean, the aim is your supernatural. The aim is your walk with God. But your things are not just stone as well. In natural. That's what it is.
Amen. Amen. Some people begin to think, am I sure saying that? Am I sure? What do you think? Some people begin to judge God. So what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Some people even say, maybe it's because I'm attending 10th Avenue Church. I did that. So very soon he becomes king. The next thing,
he was called to the palace and he played song for him. That song, I told you what the woman was casting out demons, right? Speaking God's word and casting out demons, right? I showed you that in GPL. Now, watch this.
Wait, me now! I'm now close to the throne. The next thing, Saul now hated him. Not just hated him. Saul now wanted to kill him. Saul now threw javelin on him.
Saul began to look for him to kill him.
King go.
And then when he was running away from Saul, he was living inside the king. Hallelujah.
You know what you're going to say? What about it? Of all the hands that they laid on my head. Even the throne I cannot see now, I'm running away.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hands were laid on him and stone came. there is it that, isn't that hand?
A lot of people give give analogy.
That hand. Isn't there something wrong about that hand? Show our own identities. Stop the path of life. Hallelujah. Tell people, stop. It is part of life. Hallelujah. Don't go quick fix. He had opportunity to kill Saul so that he can become king. He didn't kill him. No, he didn't. Hallelujah. For his faith, he waited. He waited for years. Not 5 years, not 10 years. Years. The boy had a king. He had storm. Hallelujah. Amen. So, storm is the start of life. I'm teaching you today. Storm is part of life. Hallelujah. It will come. You remember? And what you do in and with the storms will tell you if you are prepared for the storms. What you do in and with the storms will tell whether you are prepared for the storms. And it will tell whether you have a strong foundation. Hallelujah. You see, for David, he would have said, I don't even believe this king thing. No, he could have just said it. Don't believe in this king thing. I don't even believe in this again. But no, he didn't. He didn't. He knew there was going to be king. He knew God's word. Hallelujah. So if the storms changes your conviction, even if your conviction changes in the point in the days of the storm, you never had a conviction. If your conviction changes in the days of the storm, you never had a conviction. Never had a conviction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So just like John, just like David, just like Joseph, I can be in God's will. Right? I can be in God's will and storm will come. Yes, God's will only. Will they go? But I need to be my life. No, I think you know this life.
Sure.
You don't know what you think. I don't give my life, I think you know this life.
No, I feel like I'm a priest. No, I do evangelism. Why is this storm?
Storm will only storm. Amen. Now, look at what I'm teaching you. Look at what I'm teaching you. Do you think if you play strong without asking a certain set of questions? Why? Because you are talking.
Hallelujah.
They are taught that is part of life. But also, something else we need to look at for next week, how you begin to deal with it. I will see it from scriptures. Jesus had some. Jesus had his God. God became a man. He had some.
Amen.
Don't believe in God. Amen. So I can be in God's will and storms will come. And the storms will come through many times the things I do in the natural. And if it goes like that, it doesn't change anything. It doesn't even hit your job. But you know what? The believer should be a man, should be a woman of circumstances.
So people, the pattern of God is only when they have money. When they don't have money, they lose the money. It's that the truth.
Are we born?
That have with or without?
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So it happens in that it doesn't change anything. Doesn't change anything at all. His target is not my natural. No. Not my natural affairs, but my faith. The storm is after your faith. Who am I going to be? Amen. Amen. Somebody like David, when he now became king, Absalom now started. And Ahithophel, they started coming at his son. Somebody to take away his father's kingdom, started running again. So storm is always come. Even when you are not in David, I'm a king.
But it doesn't change anything.
It doesn't change anything. Hallelujah. Look at what we're reading. You find that in 2 Samuel 14, 15 and 16. The storms will always come. So sometimes before you begin to say, and then we look at this and go, before you begin to say, okay, the storm will only come when I'm doing God's will. Let me not do God's will. No. At least I will learn. At least.
Yeah?
Let me be disobedient to God's will. Some people are telling that. You know when your father will teach you everything. That's
the thing. Just say, doing God's will. That's strength. Let me not do God's will.
At least I'm now, I'm not with you everything. I need you to see something. As long as you are in this end, stand up. Amen. Christian, not Christian, you feel strong.
Darkness is part of it. Darkness is part of today. There is a different example in today now. Look at today. And this you are giving a parable. That look at today now. Where are we? We are in the morning, right? We have afternoon. We have night. Is it not part of the day? Is it not part of the day? Evil is part of the day. It's part. Stones is part.
No, baby.
My brother.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Ooh.
You are God.
Tell me where Jonah is in your Bible. Better than two table of contents. Amen. Jonah 1. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to the enemy, the great city, and cry against it. For that wickedness is come up before me. And Jonah rose up and flee to where? Tarshish. He flee to where? Tarshish. God told him go to Nineveh. He jumped back to Tarshish. So that is on his way to Tarshish, he was outside God's will, right? Let me not do too much, you know. No one knows his content. Verse 4. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Did you see that? Storm came. It's like the ship. He was going to Tarshish. And storm came. And the mariners were afraid and cried, every man unto his God, and cast forth wares that were in the ship into the sea to light it up there. But Jonah was gone back into the side of the ship. And he lay and was fast asleep. He went to quickly sleep. And the shipmaster came, and after everything, the captain lost in verse 7. Verses 8, then they said unto him, which is him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause is this evil upon us? What is thy occupation? Whence comest thou, from which country, and of what people? And he said to them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. And they were exceedingly afraid, and said to him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he was fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Did you see that?
So
So he was running away from God. And stop. He don't stop, he don't stop. Stop. Not carrying him. Not treating him like a fish. A big whale. Swimming. Some people say he was, the whale swallowed him and he was alive. They know, he was not alive though. He died. Chapter 2, look at it, and verse 1, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish belly and said, I cry by reason of that my affliction unto the Lord, and thou hast me out of the belly of hell, cried I. Did you see that? Out of the belly. So Jonah is there from this writing, saying he died in the belly of hell. Sure. Hallelujah. Let's not deal with Jonah today, but they will look at the book of Jonah. We'll see all this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jonah died. Yes. He spoke God's word. He put God's word on his lips. Just like Jesus did in heaven. Amen. He put God's word on his lips. He read the from verses 3 into verses 10. He spoke God's word from the fish. He kept God's word on his lips till he came out of the belly of the fish. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So he put God's word on his lips. The storms will always come. Whether you are in God's will or after God's will, storms will come. It's part of life. I've seen people who because of business failed, they stopped serving God. I'm asking, are you okay? Business will fail. Amen. Amen. Business can fail. I can start you can start me. It's part of life. Children, you can do business with someone, the best is destroyed you. Part of life. God, why? I can put money in Santos and in God. But God, why are you? Talk! Yes, see! I'm giving you some. More this song. The song that I don't want to buy money. You need to go on and take what is your problem. Somebody get from me to the other side. You can talk about the wisdom in this place. Right? And you think there's another idea. And you think there's another idea. Yeah! Ah! They are not speaking from their place. They tell you what it is. The man of God, what is it? They tell you what it is. They scammer too. With the Holy Ghost. It's part of life. Amen. You can lose money. You don't have to do that. Whatever happens again. Sure, we are trusting God. Well, it's part of the storm. It will always come. But you know what? I'll chill. Hallelujah. My head is still off. I know. I'm making fun. I know. Hallelujah. You don't have to get to your feet. Don't get offended. Listen, sir. Why give that money for my life savings? When why gave it? It was because of Dixie was there. In the video! So if you see the air, you are there! I'm sure that in many things will happen, the plan of God, by the virtue of the side, you see ahead. By the virtue of the Father, is the password in God's army, he will see. He will rescue us. But no, even the Lord's sickness means, who is going to be? The higher benefit is going to be anything. You couldn't find anything? Nothing! You were all liking that movie. You will do nothing! It will happen. See, let me tell you. See, what's the rest? You have to write exam. See, you can't miss that. I'm going to go. Or then you say, this my place now. Go to the war. That's all fine colors.
Your colors are so dark.
Was it not fine? There was one time I ran in LS3. I need to yap somebody. You first said.
You know, we know that LS3 is not important. Just your wife. But the night gave us to show somebody, you know, was wearing red, blue, black. They started to listen black by road. You get blue, blue. But when it was small, I said, ah! I was looking at it. I said, ah! See your result.
Swanko.
Swanko. Is it not Swanko? We come to tell we head and not the
day. Eh?
Eh? What the head and the day? Who made the head and the day? Who made the head and the day? It's not us. That is us. Oh no, what the head said? I don't care about the Lord. Where is my God? Who are we? Lord, I tell you, let's see. Read! How will you pass? Somebody beat his dad. You cannot speak control to do sentence and they beat his dad. He can't tell you. He's got much control. He's gone! What the hell is this? That's what they're like. He's right again. Right again now. Say, no, sir, where is my God? Flush your neglect.
Thomas, are you from Matamu? What did you get?
By that guy that we came to write to Osu Emi without a paper. I was speaking in tongues. We're writing an exam. That came in a few minutes to the end of the exam.
Can you imagine? Wait! You see, they gave you option. Wait till the... So what are people are coming after this day? You join the same group. No, we're going to have a new team. And we had another team. Man, come on, shut up.
He sat down, he saw the paper, the end of that form of letter that we want to talk to the we just give him a so separate thing, he gave up. Hey, we're not
kidding. He stopped and seen over from him.
God bless your soul. Hey, man, well, okay, where is that? You stay right here.
As long as there's life, you can do it better. Okay, let me. I know that. Read again.
Amen.
I will say this to some of us that don't be scared to read. Don't be scared to read it. Don't be scared. Because that's what I said. I'm never scared to read it. Never! Don't be scared.
Amen. But do your best to do the best of this time. When you fail, just come.
Amen.
When you fail, those who else, don't come. We always go, but in time it's not so. Amen?
Yeah, it's not so. No, it's not. I believe God is testing my faith in this time.
It's not your faith. Why are you doing that? You cannot have that on that. Don't worry. Most of that shall be with it. Amen?
No, sir. I believe God is testing my faith. Like, God is not speaking to you. He's saying, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You put God's word first. You put God's word first.
Making too much noise in my ears.
You put God's word first. God's word! Put it first! Don't be like Job. Storm came to Job. Yes, Job didn't curse God. But yes, Job was scared. All that Job knew about God was what people said to him. He didn't know God well. Hallelujah. Hope I hear me. Hope I hear me. Tell your people something. It will come. I will not shake. I will keep the word of God in my lips. Always in my lips. Hallelujah. So what does it mean? What to do with the storms when it comes?
Ooh.
We're going to see what to do in the days of the storms. Storms will come. Amen. Sometimes the storms might even be that let me go a bit more faster. Might even be that it's too big of your household that I find for your faith. Sometimes the storms are being commanded your faith. Some storms can direct for your faith. Why some will hit this
that pertain to you in the natural. So as you get to sorry, it's from your feet. I know somebody, because she started coming to church, the parents will bring her outside and tell her to kneel down in front of the whole church compound now. The whole block. I know somebody who will not hear God's word. They were mocking him with a report for coming to church. How are they? One day, he wanted to go out to church, wanted to come for meeting. That thing was getting bad. He wanted to open his door. Ah! They were walking inside, but they knew time for meeting was not made by the door, so they locked him. Everybody left the house, so they felt, for everybody go, I will not come for meeting. They just came to the door. Locked him and everybody went out. But the guy came up, that again. Let me not say to you, we have to jump past the window. Open windows twice. The guy came for it.
They locked the door. I said, ah! He didn't mean your father was careful. He said, but it's not the
case. Where's that thing? Just on that thing. Is it that good? No. He asked her. They should not preach about Jesus again. They will beat them. That's not what. They will hear Jesus. Don't even for us because you hear Jesus from your mouth. After that, they left the police station. Made that the police station was safe. Amen. After they left God's purpose, can be God's purpose of today. They said they left party, can be party of today. When they broke it, after they left the balance house, can be balance house of today. It just come to their sense. Yeah! They started rejoicing. They will preach more. Ah! Before they do it, the next day, they saw them in the Holy Spirit, they preach. You can't stop. Stop. We know what to do, stop. Ah! We know what to do, stop. Amen. They went when we began to criticize on them. People left church. This is what they do. People left church. Everybody was just going to be down in church. People have spread false news about us. False news. That I used to give people demonic spirit. I know. This is our man. False news about us. Me, my dear, and my sister. No, I just can't. My dear, but I just this one. So just see that. I know what they share. Like, you know what? I'm going to speak to you here. You know, if you look at him, I'm mad. You're both of injured. You're just but you know what? I didn't. People didn't come to church. People went to church. Church! We went to church and we were warning people to stay there. Don't have your children to go and be that way. This is not for them. Can you be a witch devil? So they said that they have that problem with them. Can you be a witch devil? 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 My friend told me, he's going to pass the last one. He's going to pray. He's going to talk on for the day. Yeah. On the road. I'm just going to pray. I'm 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 going to pray. Everything. We don't want to do this stuff. Amen. If those exact spots had kept me out of ministry, you would not be here. You don't be here one day. And I will not be here. Maybe by now I have been doing one nonsense. But I'm here today. I'm your pastor today. Because you know what? I knew what to do. And some will not just come by. But anytime, anything comes, you know what? Hallelujah. Amen. You must know what to do with this stuff when it comes. My faith will never come. I will never come. Never! 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 My best friend, one of my best friends, Jack. Jack. Jack is very difficult.
Jack. In the whole house, I have gone to him. He is right. He is true. This is your
faith.
Faith, my friend.
begin and get it well. Then I have to check this song. And I will be talking nonsense. But I mean, there is way to the way of God. If you are not blessed, believe God. Hallelujah. Strong man. Amen. Amen.
But never fall. Hallelujah. Never be scared. Never fall. Never be scared of making mistakes. But I'm telling you, as your pastor, you will never fall. Amen. You will never fall. I said it to them in church yesterday, right? Right? Those of you that were in church, I said, don't be scared of making mistakes.
Don't be scared of making mistakes. That's what happens. You will never fall. I'm praying for you. You will never fall. Pray for you. One way. Don't
you go?
Fight too hard.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Learn something today?